Welcome everyone. Before we start, I would like to inform you that after I present the results, I will be leaving as I'm going on a business trip later today. Let's start with the presentation. Let's start with the most important events since our last call. UEFA Euro 2016. The project to which we dedicate a lot of attention, but which also attracted a lot of emotions to all Poles. Right now, we can move our emotions to its cell result, which will be discussed soon by Maciek. Second, we are starting a big IT project, which is to fully integrate billing, sales and customer service systems of Cyfrowy Polsat and Plus. There are 2 years of intensive work ahead of us, to be coordinated by our partner Huawei. The project should significantly improve our customers' convenience and simplify for us serving them. In the end, one integrated IT system means substantial saving on the maintenance. Polsat Group rating has been increased again at a time when rating agencies look quite critical at more and more European countries. Moody's rating agency appreciates the results of our strategy both from operational as well as financial point of view. Today I can confirm that the Midas Group acquisition has been formally finalized. I have promised to start every presentation with an update on the results of our multiplay strategy. During the last call, I described its uniqueness. It's a combination of services and products tailored for the Polish household. While looking at slide number 5, you will easily understand why we want to develop the new IT solutions that will facilitate our operations and raise our effectiveness. As you can see, our multiplay strategy has a lot of bundling possibilities. So let's move smoothly on the sales result. We are very pleased that individual bars on slide number 6 look equally good as in the previous quarters. Our business develops according to the adopted strategy. The growth of another 74,000 in the numbers of Smart Dom customers was recorded in quarter 2016 at a faster pace than in quarter 1. We are preparing next editions of the campaign for autumn and the Christmas season while maintaining an ambitious goal of 1.4 million customers at the end of 2016. The number of provided contract services increased in quarter 2 2016 by another 137,000. It seems that we will soon exceed the level of 13 million services. As you can see, contract ARPU has a continuous upward trend. Now to the operating results. As an expectation, given the importance of UEFA Euro 2016 event, we'll discuss the Euro 2016 first and then the operating results of the television segment. I will give the floor to Maciek.
Thank you. Welcome everyone. In the second quarter of the year, we were involved in the implementation of a unique and comprehensive UEFA Euro 2016 project. For the first time in our history, we have completed a project with so multi-platform monetization of our programming investment. We broadcasted 24 games in the open channel, which generated significant advertising and sponsoring revenues for us. However, even more important, we created additional value in the form dedicated pay TV channels Polsat Sport 2 and Polsat Sport 3, in which we broadcasted all 51 games live with no commercials and in HD quality. All in all, it was more than 200 hours of live programming during the 30 days of the tournament. These pay TV channels were distributed via Cyfrowy Polsat, IPLA cable network, as well as via our direct competitor NC Plus. Moreover, we sold on a mass scale the licenses for public broadcasting, And in addition, we sold the rights to 11 games to the Polish public broadcaster, with the games being broadcast simultaneously in TVP's open channel as well as in Polsat and Polsat Sports channels. It was for the first time in history we combined broadcasting of the games in the open channel with the broadcasting in dedicated paid channels. Our strategy has enabled us to achieve big success both in operational and financial terms. And now, let's see how our channels perform in terms of viewership in its second quarter. It has been yet another quarter during which we achieved very good viewership results. Our main channel, with a market share of 13.8% in the commercial target group, has for the first time in the history been the leader on Polish market. Our thematic channels also led the field with a result of 12.7%, which ultimately translated into 25.5% for the whole group. This meant growth by 0.7% on the continuously fragmented market. We've been able to convert our final viewership results into significant growth of sale of advertising airtime and TV sponsoring. Meanwhile, the market grew by 5 million zlotys and respectively by 0.5%, while our revenue grew by 35 million and nearly 9%. Our quarterly performance is important. However, we always stress that the TV business has to be viewed in a longer perspective. The results of the entire first half of the year eliminate most of the influence of seasonality of our programming. Our main TV channel in the first half of 2016 and the entire group were the leaders in the commercial viewers group. While our audience share increased on the fragmenting market from 24.3% to 24.9% during the first half of the year. The very good viewership results during the first half of the year translated into much better advertising performance. Our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew much faster than the market. During the first half of the year, the market grew at 1.5%, while our revenues increased by nearly 7%. What's interesting is that during the first half of the year, the market grew by around 30 million zlotys, while our revenue increased by around 35 million zlotys. Looking at the growth dynamics of the entire TV advertising market during the first half of the year, and based on the sector-specific analysis, we've revised our expectations related to market growth during the whole 2016 to 2-3% growth. That's all on my part. Now let me hand over to Tobias.
Thanks, Maciek. Let's move on to the other business segments. As I mentioned many times in the past, a stable market situation combined with our unique strategy are directly reflected in positive developments across all our product lines. In the total contract RGU base, the growth of 504,000 year-on-year and of 137,000 quarter-on-quarter has been recorded, a very good result compared to the previous quarters. The internet user base increased by another 42,000. Pay TV increased by 72,000 RGUs. Multiroom continues growing, 15,000. OTT products based on the IPRA brand are developing well. But what is important, on a saturated market, we have again managed to increase the number of basic DTH activations. The mobile telephone increased again, this time by 23,000 quarter-on-quarter. The net additions keep increasing with every quarter. We expect similar trends to continue in the next quarter. On slide number 16, similar trends regarding ARPU can be observed. Contract ARPU is constantly growing, this time by 1.4 zloty quarter on quarter. This is also an effect of the consistent implementation of our multiplay strategy, which is clearly visible in the growth in the RGU per customer rate. Stabilization on the telecom market is the factor supporting this growth. We still can observe some calming of competitive moods, which bodes well for the future. The next slide shows the dynamics of prepaid services. That was a very good quarter for the prepaid segment. RGUs increased by 43,000 during the quarter with a more than 3% growth of ARPU. To some extent, this has also been driven by the sale of Vio 2016 packages, which is visible in the high number of paid TV RGUs. Another strong quarter for the internet access. The number of active internet prepaid cards, that is the cards which actually transferred megabytes, reached nearly 300,000. In terms of value, the prepaid base is stable because a clear growth in ARPU can be observed. Please remember that our base includes actively used cards. It is definitely less exposed to serious changes versus the competitors' tactics of reporting high volume of inactive cards. At the end of my part, once again a few words about our multiplay strategy. Every fifth of our customer is a multiplay owner already, but there is still space for big future growth. Smartdom base keeps growing, and as of today, it has exceeded 1.2 million already. ARPU of Smartdom customers remains above 100 zloty. We are observing the first effective of improving our customer satisfaction, as reflected in declining churn ratio. So, to finalize my part, I would like to emphasize our ambitious sales target for this year, amounting to 1.4 million Smartdom customers. Let's move to the financial results. Tomek, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Before I go into more details, please let me say some introductory words. First of all, our results are in line with market consensus. Second, due to Maida's acquisition, we do not compare apples with apples. That's why in this presentation we put pro forma results, and we assume that Maida's was part of the group beginning from January 2015. But if you would like to go into accounting perspective, please go to our financial statements and MD&A where we put such information. Next point is that we concluded provisional PPA, purchase price allocation of Maida's, and we implemented it in our second quarter results, which is particularly visible in our amortization line, and I will talk about it later on. And last but not least, our results were also affected by Euro 2016 event, and I will also comment it later on. Slide number 20, pro forma results of the whole group. Our revenue increased by 4% to the level of 2.44 billion zlotys. We experienced high level of free cash flow ratio. It increased by 7.4% and reached the level of 1.4 billion zlotys. And as a result, we touched the higher level of our previous brackets guidance between 1.2 to 1.4 billion zlotys. There is a minimal decrease of EBITDA, mainly due to the lower telecommunication revenues, higher technical costs, particularly interconnect settlements, and accounting effect of commissions paid to the sales force in previous quarters. EBITDA level was 935 million zlotys, minus 3.1%. For the first time, we are presenting group's debt ratio in two ways. The first perspective according with SFA loan agreement, and this ratio excludes debt where there are no cash outflows, and according to definition as in previous presentation where we include the total debt. What is important here, in order to pay dividend, the former KPI based on SFA definition must be below 3.2 times. Slide number 21. The before mentioned decrease in EBITDA results from segment of services to individual and business customers. Revenue increased by 1% due to higher revenue from sales of equipment and higher wholesale revenue. Our operating costs increased by 7% and were mainly affected by factors I mentioned one slide before, plus content costs, which were payments from Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel to Telewizja Polsat connected with Euro 2016. EBITDA was 754 million, and EBITDA margin exceeded 36%. Slide number 22. On the other hand, the broadcasting and TV production segment shows very good results. Revenue increased by 30%, much higher extent in comparison to the cost without amortization of 27%. This was connected mostly with financial success of Euro 2016. EBITDA reached the level of 181 million zlotys, and it was historical highest EBITDA in nominal terms of TV Polsat. EBITDA margin exceeded 40%. Slide number 23, revenue and cost reconciliation. Both operating segments contributed to revenue increase. Please bear in mind higher consolidation adjustments as a result of Euro 2016. In terms of the costs, except of cost items on EBITDA level I discussed before, retail segment's costs were also affected by higher amortization costs connected with Midas concessions or frequencies based on provisional PPA. Slide number 24. Such trends between cost and revenues cost EBITDA participation of two business segments. Segment of services to individual and business customers decreased by 77 million, and broadcasting and TV production segment increased by 47 million. As I said before, there are some payments from Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel to Telewizja Polsat in connection with Euro 2016 event. Slide number 25, pro forma revenue structure. Retail revenue decreased by 66 million, and this decrease is connected with revenue from voice services, and it was partially compensated by higher revenue from pay TV services and internet access ones. Wholesale revenue increased by 72 million, and this is the result of growing advertising revenue of TV Polsat, as well as growing interconnect costs, interconnect settlements, and it was partially compensated by a decrease in revenue from domestic and international roaming. Sale of equipment increased by 83 million, and this is connected with gradually growing share of installment plan sales, lower subsidies, as well as the optimization of stock levels. Slide number 26, pro forma operating cost structure. Depreciation increased by 49 million. I mentioned this before. It is connected with PPA of Midas and amortization of concession frequencies. Technical costs increased by 41 million, affected by growing interconnect costs. Cost of equipment sold up by 24 million, and this increase is due to higher unit cost of sold equipment, and in this quarter, the rule was that we sold more expensive equipment in installments and cheaper equipment was subsidized. There's stable level of salaries and employee-related costs. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and annotation costs increased by 9 million, but here you've got Euro 2016 effect and also accounting effect of sales commissions of 20 million. As a result, if you deduct it, you see fourth quarter in a row synergies, particularly in the customer care and maintenance costs. And last but not least, other costs increased by 14 million, and here we have cost of Euro 2016 license sold. Slide number 27, cash flows. On this slide, there are some items I described in detail a quarter ago, so I will concentrate on the new positions, new items. We started the year with cash on hand of 1.7 billion zlots. We generated from operations almost 1.5 billion zlots. CapEx was 246 million and CapEx versus revenue 5.2%. Excluding Lightning Group, it was 4.5%. At the moment, CapEx guidance for 2016 is between 8 to 9%. Next positions are connected with Midas acquisition and bonds of Midas purchased by entities from Polsat Group, and we closed the second quarter of 2016 with cash on hand of almost 1 billion zlots. Slide number 28, free cash flows, very good results of 683 million due to monetization of Euro 2016 and relatively lower CapEx. As you see in last 12 months, and I mentioned it before, free cash flow was 1.4 billion zlots, and for the whole year the current guidance is broadly on this level of 1.4 billion zlots. And last but not least, from the financial section, the group's debt structure. Our total net debt to EBITDA was 3.32 times, but when you follow SFA definition, net debt to EBITDA is 3.09, which is relatively big cushion in comparison to 3.2 times the level where the company is able to pay dividend. The whole debt is in Polish zlotys with very safe maturity profile. And now it's time for summary.
Thanks, Tomek. To sum up, I would like to say thank you to TV Polsat team for excellent results of Euro 2016 project realization. It was a quarter of excellent operating results. Within a year, we have increased the number of our contract services by 500,000, which is reflected in solid financials. Stable revenue and long-term free cash flow of 1.4 billion zloty supports our deleveraging, but also makes us consider 2017 dividends seriously. Thank you for your attention, and now Tomek, Maciek and Bartek will be answering your questions during the Q&A session. See you next time, operator.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Vibhor Kumar from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. I have two questions. So the first question is on the CAPEX and the free cash flow guidance for 2016. So looking at 1H CAPEX, which is really quite low, and what makes you believe that you'll still spend 9% of your revenue and meet the guidance? And second question is related to, again, free cash flow, that is the dividend. So you just said that you would be looking at the dividend seriously. So any color in terms of payout? Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your questions. The first one connected with CapEx, as I said, the level between 8 to 9% is the current guidance for 2016. After half a year is lower, of course, more or less 5%, and I believe that my assumptions are that in the first half of the year we prepared some investments in infrastructure,
As you probably know, we launched LTE Advanced technology a couple of days ago, and we assume that in the second part the spendings will be higher. If you add to that the recent announcement connected with IT system in CRM and billing, it makes me possible to do such guidance between 8 to 9% for 2016. In terms of free cash flows, I assume that 1.4 billion levels broadly will be the guidance for 2016, and for the dividend, please do not expect high numbers. I feel very comfortable with the current assumptions of analysts in terms of the dividend in 2007, paid in 2017 for 2016, and the rest we would like to spend on deleveraging. Of course, the first choice will be light night notes, because this is at the moment the most expensive debt in the capital group, but if possible we'll also consider other deleveraging structure.
Thank you so much for the answers. I have one more question. I'll come up later in the queue. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Beraz Peja from Erste Bank.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is related to the football championship. Can you quantify how much was the additional advertising revenue that you generate from this event in second quarter 2016? Do you expect also further support from this also a similar amount in the third quarter 2016 revenues? Thank you.
I'm very sorry, but our agreement doesn't allow us to share any more detailed information about Euro 2016, so it's covered by strict and full confidentiality clause in our agreements.
Yeah. But can I say that in the, shall we expect similar strength in terms of wholesale revenues in the third quarter?
It will be lower impact.
Lower impact. Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Andrei Sobieszek from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Two questions for me, please. You mentioned the difference in terms of covenants related to your SFA and total debt for the dividend. I'm just wondering, in terms of the 1.75 target, which releases your securities, which of these two is employed? That's one question. And the second question, please, is the if you have any explicit strategy in terms of the prepaid migration, because, and this might be a wrong impression, but you might have a disadvantage versus the more urban-focused players due to the fact that the customers might have to go in person into stores, etc., to register their cards. Thank you.
Okay, so the first question connected with 1.70 times level, this is for total debt. If the total net debt to EBITDA is below 1.75, we are able to stop all securities and our debt starts to be unsecure one.
Regarding the second question, regarding the prepaid cards registration, please bear in mind two facts. First fact is that we are reporting the active prepaid card base, so our prepaid base is already much lower than our competition, because it shows the real customers paying us on the monthly basis. And the second thing is that our point of sales network is as of today around 1,100, so it's much higher number than our competition. So we don't feel the pressure that our customers will not have a chance to register them. And the third thing is that we have signed a lot of cooperation agreements with Polish Post and many retail stores where you can register our prepaid cards, so we don't feel disadvantaged against the competition.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up question from Vibhor Kumar from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again. I have a bit of a broader question regarding the strategy of the company in the medium term. So looking at the current market dynamics, both in mobile and fixed, so how do you look at your investment plans both in mobile and the pay TV business? Do you think that you would be able to get into infrastructure investments, especially in fixed line, to support your mobile and ITV business in medium term? Thank you.
Let's discuss the first one. In the short term, we do not see such a necessity. We've got frequencies, we've got capacity, and we will just do our job. We will sell smartDOM offerings products, and we'll add additional products to the smart home, smartDOM concept. In the medium to long term, we do not exclude that in some places, at some point of time, the capacity will be not enough, and we will consider alternative. It can be investments that are case by case decided in different areas of Poland. I don't think it will be the big investment we would like to conclude. But in business, never say never. When you are talking about mid to long-term perspective, definitely we cannot exclude the situation that we'll try to have also some fixed, but we do not work on any project at the moment. What is important, a lot of our data traffic is done via mobile devices, but at home or around home, which means that if we adapt this transfer to the fixed line technology, then of course capacity in the mobile network will also automatically increase. That's why we do not say no, but this is a matter of mid to long term.
Our next question comes from Andrei Sobieszczyk from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Hi, one more follow-up question for me, please. Just curious, what impact do you see on the market and on yourselves with the launch of LTE networks by the other players? Because it seems to be a big competitive advantage for you, now probably not so much. And since your model is based predominantly on that, what impact are you seeing so far?
Well, please remember that we were the first company who launched LTE in 2011, and we have built the coverage first. Now we build the capacity while the others build the coverage. The customer's perception is that Plus has the best quality in terms of LTE network, and that is also confirmed by the external analysis. The third thing, which is the most important for the Polish consumers, is that when you bundle our LTE with our pay TV product, you get a discount. And because no one can match our offer in terms of a multiplay, especially outside of the big city centers, we really don't fear the pressure from the competition side. So of course, you are right that our competition now has LTE and must monetize this investment, but that also make them pretty cautious in terms of pricing, because the money they paid for the spectrum was so high that being aggressive on this market, they would never take it back.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up question from Vibhor Kumar from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I just tempted to ask this question. Just a follow-up to the Andre's question on LTE. So I was just wondering, your smart home offer looks really quite attractive. And as you said, you are looking at a very competitive offer in the smaller towns and the villages and suburban parts. But how about the big cities? Do you think that your smart home offer can really compete with the cables and the incumbent offers for those users who have limited uses?
Well, Vibhor, if you would look at our customer base, which we show in the general presentation, which is available on our webpage, you would notice that 70% of our customers lives in the small cities and rural areas. So actually, big city centers customers is not our direct target.
At the moment.
At the moment. So we do not compete directly with cables. We never did. And as of now, we concentrated our efforts to upsell the internet as well as mobile telephony to the current pay TV subscribers, and I think this is the task for the next couple of years. And then referring to what Tomasz said in terms of investment in cable, that could be a matter of the future.
Okay, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other questions for the moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for this call. On this occasion, I would like to thank you for the almost all 8 years taking the conference calls with you. I will be around in Mr. Solo's group, so definitely we'll have occasion to meet in the future. I put the responsibility of Polsat Group, Finance Polsat Group, to Kasia, my right hand, and I believe you will be satisfied, and what is important, our financial policy will not change. Kasia joined Polsat Group in 2009 in July. I joined in 2009 in May. We've concluded all transactions together, so definitely I guarantee you that nothing will change in terms of financial policy. Thank you very much, and hear you next time.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.